Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Of all our white blood cells, neutrophils are among the most common and numerous. Their job is to attack, kill, and engulf invading pathogens in our wounds and infections.
New studies show neutrophils can also form a Band-Aid layer around a wound to shield it against invading microbes.
Neutrophils are first responders that travel to infections to attack the invaders. When large numbers of them respond to a wound, you'll see it in the form of pus.
Every time I hear the word pus, but I have to be a fan, right? So neutrophils are also in layers of epithelial cells and the dense network of proteins found in the skin, gut, and lungs that keep pathogens out.
These, unlike blood neutrophils, can produce and release collagen, a protein that acts as scaffolding between cells and provides structures to our tissues.
To better understand their role in skin, scientists created thin-skinned mice with few neutrophils and tested them against healthy mice.
When scientists pricked the ears of healthy mice, neutrophils rushed in to clear the debris. A second wave produced collagen and laid down a protective ring of collagen around the wound.
On day three, the scientists applied bacteria to the wound, and in healthy mice, the collagen rings kept bacteria at the surface.
In the thin-skinned mice, the bacteria were able to penetrate the underlying tissue, causing an infection. This may be why people with low levels of neutrophils have slow-healing skin wounds.
Turns out neutrophils are working even harder than we knew to keep us healthy.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.